This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
So we're the show of honesty, right?
Yeah.
I got to get out of here at 2 today.
Good news is you'll be out of here well before that. Well, I'll be out of here well before that because you have afternoon baseball today. Braves and Astros wrapping up their series as the Braves go for the sweep in Houston, 2:10 first pitch. The Ford Leadoff Show, which, Domino, you're a part of, will begin at 12:55.
If I feel like it. We'll see how I feel when that happens.
Just know by about 1:10, I'll be starting my arm workout at LA Fitness.
I know. By 3 o'clock, you'll be in the pool. Is it the right temperature? Have you...
Everything is all set.
Have you hit the buttons yet today to get the temperature just right?
Last night, my son was listening to the Braves and floating in the pool, and he was listening to the Braves like you can all of the time, absolutely free, courtesy of the Fan app, and that is driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming and Beaver Direct. Is the quickest and easiest way to shop for a car online. You can do the same at 680thefan.com. You can follow along via the X platform. That's brought to you by Harris Cherokee Casinos and Resort, at Matt Lear, at Road Dog 680, at Chris Domino, at Cellini Nick at 680 The Fan. What's the best sports fight of all time? That is the question of the day, because sooner or later, I thought of it because of Ronald Acuna Jr. He's going to rush the mound eventually because he's getting brushed back all the time. And I know he's right on top of the plate. He got hit in the keister last night. Sooner or later, he's going to go to the mound. He had a rough night last night. It's not very often you see a baseball bounce off a sliding outfielder as he tries to make the catch off his knee and ricochet from right field to left field. And then he gets hit by a pitch last night. He's going to explode. He's going to go after somebody eventually.
So when the drunk me in Colorado asked Andres Galarraga, hey, man, when are you going to actually put an end to this? When are you going to rush the mound? And I don't know if Ronald wants to fight. I don't know if he wants to mix it up. How quickly would his teammates be out for him if you're going to get yourself in that position? I do agree. He hangs his hands over the plate, man. He's in the area that if he played a couple of decades ago, they'd have him back. And when you have an MVP year, when you hit over 40 bombs and you're doing the damage he's doing. Now, look, I don't know why the power outages happened. I'm not really sure.
It'll come around.
Yeah, but if I would have told you, I said this to Kevin McAlpin last night, 0 home runs and 5 RBI on April 16th, what would you have said? I would have said, how many games did he miss? That's what I would have said. How many games has he missed so far? 0 home runs and 5 RBI. It'll fix itself, I'm assuming, at some point. But I'm just telling you, if part of the idea is to push him back, which is what I would have been doing.
And they always do that, but like we said, they have no feel, the pitchers, for the baseball, and that's why he's getting hit so much. You have to understand, you want to bust him inside, even though his numbers last year on inside pitches were much, much, much better than they've ever been. I think he hit 370 on inside pitches last year.
Well, that's an inside quadrant. I'm going a little further inside. I'm dancing his feet. His feet are going to be shuffling, as we like to say. Digging in with a guy that talented is advantage him every day.
And the last thing you want is Ronald Acuna Jr. to get hurt again. The Braves already have 3 all-stars on the injured list. We know Strider is done for the year. We know that Sean Murphy's trying to come back. And now we know that Ozzie Albee is going to be out at least a couple of weeks with that broken toe. And yes, it's a broken big toe when he got hit by that pitch. A very painful RBI, a costly RBI for the Braves the other night.
Yeah, and there's going to be a couple of, look, because Kevin McAlpin, again, speaking of him, he went right to WebMD. I said, turn off your computer. Because most people who break their toe go to work the next day. Some of them go to work the same day because they have a type of job that you can do it. I don't know if it's 2 weeks. I heard John Michael say this morning he went to WebMD or someplace. I don't know if it's WebMD. He said up to 24 weeks. Then take the toe.
Well, he's not going to need surgery.
No.
So they say right now he's not going to need surgery. He was in the walking boot yesterday. I guess when the game began, he took off the boot. And Mark Bowman reported, our friend from MLB.com, who's in Houston with the Braves, that he was walking around really without a noticeable limp. So you know what Ozzie's going to do. He's going to push the envelope to come back as soon as he can.
And whether there's something under it to support it, whether they cut a hole in his cleat, whatever has to be done, I do believe it's going to be sooner. I heard 24 weeks, and I said, just take the toe.
Right. Chop it off and then stuff the front part of your cleat with cotton.
Right.
Like they used to do in the old days.
No. Now listen. We've gotten past that. I mean, I'm part of Invesco QQQ's ETF. That's 100 of the NASDAQ's most innovative companies.
You put a prosthetic there?
We've got to find a toe. I would almost think that, listen, I don't want to be morbid now, but I almost think that we're this close to a toe transplant. I almost or the starfish. I think we're this close to
There's
some
a way
of the
to have the toe, the appendage grow back?
Itself. Yeah, I think we're this close. I'm just telling you, I believe. There's my friend the dog is out there again. Now I'm going to get...
You're watching Mad Dog Russo on First Take.
No, the dog up on the balcony.
And then there's a dog behind the dog.
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous. Why is that dog out there?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to start like they do with animals.
Have to pull the shade.
Yeah, I'm going to pull the shade so I can eliminate distractions. Ronaldo Lopez was not distracted again last night. Through the first four innings, there was traffic on the bases, did not affect him as he goes six shutout innings. And once again, the offense explodes for four more runs in the ninth inning, sending the Astros fans to the exits early as the Braves win 6-2. And like we said, they go for the sweep today. 2:10 first pitch, four leadoff show coming your way. At 12:55, Max Fried and J.P. France, who looks like a goofier version of Spencer Strider. Hmm. If you look at his MLB.com photo, and he's not as good as Spencer Strider either. The numbers say he's 0-2 with an ERA of over 8.
Can you imagine you're the Houston Astros, your fans, you're sitting there going, what happened to us? Yeah, you did. And this is what can happen when you don't have any of your starters in your rotation. And, you know, you're relying on six offensive pieces where only two of them are working right now. That's a them problem. I am going to tell you this. I'd like to see Max Fried double up. I'd like to see him actually have two in a row where you go, okay, that was a thing, but it's not a thing anymore.
It would be nice today, like he did in Miami over the weekend, to give you six, seven quality innings, and then you got the day off, and then you come back home to face the defending world champs in the Texas Rangers.
I heard something. Brian Snicker was asked about the Ronaldo Lopez. Hey, what's the plan? Well, let me tell you something. The guy's the best pitcher on your staff. And Snitch sort of said, yeah, we haven't really talked about the innings thing. Well, I don't necessarily believe that, but I know what you have to do now. He might be delayed going to the bullpen because I'm trying to find one guy to replace Spencer Strider. I don't want to live in a world where I have to replace two.
No, and six scoreless innings and also 6 days between starts for his first three starts. His ERA is 0.50 for those that don't know. And I don't know if he's going to go to the bullpen. I don't know if there's a reason for him to go to the bullpen all season long unless he does hit that wall. And right now, you just try, and he said it after the game last night, you just try to find ways to give him some extra days off.
Yes. Yes, you do. I don't need to be hunting, as we like to say. I'm fishing in a pond that doesn't have as many fish in it as I would hope. I don't need to go fishing for another starter.
Chadwick Trump, the catcher who had a good night at the plate last night as well, talks about Lopez and his conversion from the bullpen to a starter.
He's a pitcher. You know, he's not a thrower. He's very smart. He studies. He has a good pregame routine. He's committed to his pitches. He's committed to his mind. And I think when he's out there, he believes in himself. And I think that confidence shows every time that he gets on the mound, no matter who it is. You know, these guys have seen him before. And we know that. So, you know, all that goes into place when we prep for a game. But like I said, all credit to him. He did a really good job today. That's a tough lineup over there. It's a good team.
I'm not going to make him patient X, but in a world where we're trying to get guys to pull back the volume, pull back the heat, what would that mean? You have to pitch more. What is this guy doing? He's pulling back the heat. He knows that it's not me out of the bullpen, three guys, and then I get 2 days rest. This guy's figured out I have to pitch. Now, he did start. He had 140-something innings.
2021 was the last time he was a full-time starter.
Yeah,
but like
2020,
you said,
he didn't have a lot of innings because nobody had a lot of innings.
No, but he was a starter in the past. And
but
that's why they stretched
now.
Him out and converted him because they saw something, obviously.
He's a pitcher now. Why couldn't I tell my guys who are struggling to throw 96? When I say struggling, it's relative struggle. Throw 92 and move it. Throw 92 and mess with your sequences.
And that's what he was doing last night. Only threw 5 curveballs last night, threw his slider fastball 89% of the time. But like you said, the movement was there as he pitched through some traffic in the first four innings, got out of a lot of situations. Also late in the game, like he did the other day in Houston, Marcell Ozuna extends his hitting streak to 15 games with that single in the ninth inning. Orlando Arcia, the big weapon early in the game, his home run, 2-out home run in the second inning. gives the Braves a 1-0 lead. He drives in a run with a sacrifice fly. Back-to-back nights of 4 runs in the 9th inning. Those are your Wellstar Well Stats of the day. At Wellstar, our patients are the center of everything we do, nationally ranked and locally recognized for high-quality care, inclusive culture, and exceptional doctors and caregivers. One of the largest and most integrated healthcare systems in Georgia. Wellstar.org is where you need to go today. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care. Also, with Ozzie Albies being on that 10-day injured list, David Fletcher gets called up. Luis Guillorme and David Fletcher are going to split time at second base. And here is the aforementioned Orlando Arcia on guys like Trop and Guillorme, among others, having to step up.
We all saw it tonight. Obviously, we don't want anyone to get hurt, but obviously the job that these guys are doing, coming in and filling in for them, is great. So hopefully we can keep things going until these guys get back healthy.
That is through our friend Franco Garcia.
I thought it sounded familiar.
The team translator.
I thought so. I said, whoa, he's ripping through this interview.
Much like Ronald Acuna Jr., the English is much better, though, it seems, with Arcia. No, that was Franco Garcia. And Guillorme has that bloop double with the bases loaded in the 9th inning. I thought it was foul. But it was inconclusive, the evidence.
Yeah, what do you want?
No, I wanted it to be called fair. I was happy with it. I'm just telling you, upon the replay, I agree with a lot of fans there in the building. Although it seemed like...
Yeah, there were a lot of Braves fans.
There were. When Acuna got hit late in that game, you heard the boos coming from the stands.
Yeah, murmuring, like language, I think, too. Yeah. No, that's a sign. The mics don't lie, as we like to say.
As Brian Snicker says, Braves country is real. Very, very real. Now, going back to who is going to have to fill in for Ozzie Albies, Fletcher actually did pretty well in spring training. Hit 324, and a lot of the guys, and when I say guys, I mean a lot of the coaching staff and people in the clubhouse, the team as a whole, really thought he was a professional, and I think he'll come up here and do what he has to do, and hopefully you can hold it down. Nobody can really replace a guy like Ozzie Albies, but this is what it is right now.
Well, this guy's also, he'd like to be in a major league, so whether it's here or someplace else, he's your backup infielder now. We know what you did with Shoemaker. We know what you did with Vaughn Grissom. All right, so this guy's your backup infielder. You know what he's got? 6 years under his belt. I can live in that world. Now, how long becomes the real thing? And you can't go say, well, what do you want? Because, you know, there have actually been a couple of trades already in Major League Baseball this year. There have been trades. But you're not going to find a pitcher of any value unless you completely overpay and pick up a bad contract.
Or you sign Trevor Bauer.
Okay.
One of the women who accused Trevor Bauer, facing 16 years in prison. And he went online and was talking about her and was talking about the other accusers as well.
Of course he did.
Someone needs to tell him, you're right.
Of course he did.
Just stop talking, because you're not helping yourself. I understand why you're trying to defend yourself, but you're not helping yourself.
Yeah, let somebody else tell your story at this point. It ain't working for you. You're not signed yet. So what do you think, putting out another video? Look, I am a believer, and you've heard me say this. If you falsely accuse somebody, you should face the sentence that person would have faced. That should be the eye for the eye of this whole thing. Now you have to defend yourself. Now you're going to have to deal with defending yourself. I'm all for that. I'm not into just believe this person or just believe that person. Let it play out. And if it plays out in a court of law and she has to defend herself, great. Good luck to you, or bad luck to you. If you did this and you falsely accused somebody, you should face time. You shouldn't face slaps, like on the wrist. You should face time.
All right, let me ask you this. So this woman is facing 16 years in prison. I think there's two or three other accusers still out there. Mm-hmm. If all of them face the same fate that this one is facing, well, then somebody... sign Trevor Bauer. Do they have to wait for all of this to be over before they sign him?
Again.
Whomever they may be.
But everybody is acting, again, like Shohei Ohtani, that everybody knows everything. There are people who know more than me. There are people who know more than you. I'll tell you who a couple of those people are. People in Major League Baseball. Let it play out. It's so stupid.
Apparently, they're not willing to do that, though, with Shohei Ohtani. They're just sweeping that all under the carpet.
It's ridiculous.
That's how I feel about it. I don't feel it's this simple. When an interpreter says, technically, I stole, to me, that's a red flag.
Do you understand, though, there's layers in a garbage can? Like, I talk about the trash pickers. How much trash do you want? If you wanted to find out back in the old days when things were illegal in college, do you remember what I used to say? If you go into any university with a white glove on, you're going to get dirt on it. Now, are you looking in the right place on purpose or are you not? They all break rules. Some of them blatantly cheat. And that's the difference. All breaking rules, the gloves got dirt on it. How deep do you want to go in the trash? And Ohtani, it just seems like they want to go surface.
Nothing to see here. Let's move along. It's all LePay's fault. Mizuhara did it all, technically, anyway.
You know, like
if you know what I mean, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I'm not a fan of this because I find it almost criminal. But you know how some people get to the end of a sandwich and like like a pub sub, and at the end they just it's a little bit left and they put it in the trash.
That bothers me. Finish the whole thing.
Right, but that's down.
I was taught to finish your plate, no matter if you like it or not. Finish it.
I was taught to leave a little for the devil.
Okay, that's down below.
We were gluttons in our family, Matt Lear. We ate everything.
That's down below. I see up top, that's Ohtani. And if you want to dig a little bit deeper, that sandwich has been in there for 2 days. I don't want to go down.
Does it bother you? Like my best friend, I've known him since I was 5 years old.
Oh, thank you.
We would go have pizza. And to this day, like if I go up and visit or he comes down here and visits.
He leaves crust?
He'll pick stuff off the pizza and leave it on the plate. I said, why are you doing that? You're wasting the pizza.
No, that's not.
That annoys me.
I don't care about that.
And I love him like a brother, but that annoys me.
I don't care about that. I care about when I watch people give up before they eat their crust. They grab another slice of, whoa. In my world, you don't get another one until you finish that.
I'm tempted to eat your crust point. Like I'm a wild animal.
I do
like
eat
I'm a raccoon.
Crust. My kids have handed their crust to me.
Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about like my friend. No, I'm gonna eat that. You're not really supposed to do that with your friends.
I've told people, don't get another slice. You didn't finish the last slice.
With you. It's a good pizza. The crust is fantastic, and you're wasting arguably one of the best parts of the pizza.
What have we become as a society that this is acceptable?
That's one of many problems. I will tell you that. The 11 o'clock hour.
Down the hall.
I know, to the left. The 11 o'clock hour presented by Finley Roofing, Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer. 4 decades of experience and a lifetime warranty on their work. Check them out at finleyroofing.com. And with that, we bring you the headlines. This abbreviated show will try to squeeze in as much as we can.
There were two incredibly big stories.
We don't have time for this.
I know. I'm going to see if you say them right here.
All right. Was this Masters amateur acting so strange for a reason? He'll explain at 11:50.
Next.
Help is on the way at Georgia. We go on campus at noon. And did Robert Kraft cost Bill Belichick a job and do the city of Atlanta a favor at the same time? We'll talk some NFL around 12:20. And I also wanted to touch on the possibility of hockey coming to town because the NHL is now talking about hockey coming to town. We'll do that to close out the program. Did I miss?
No, I'll get to it. You missed it.
I wasn't aware I was being graded this morning, but I am.
Hey, yeah.
Well, I'll find out what I missed as well when we come back. It's Chiellini and
Domino.
I'd say
C+.
You're also in for a treat here in the 11 o'clock hour because Domino, when we come back, is going beyond the goatee. Looking forward to that as I get corrected as well.
Yay!
As the crowd goes wild. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down now?
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
Get out of here. My ring's outside.
I knocked him. Come out. He took my room.
Ruined the whole movie. 11:28, Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. What is the best sports fight, real or fiction, of all time?
Oh.
Is the X platform question of the day. Yeah, I did. You just were too busy scolding me to start the show.
Telling me
things that I missed.
Well, just one thing.
We'll go beyond the goatee up momentarily. We got the Braves and Astros. Braves looking for the sweep at 2:10. The Ford leadoff show coming your way at 12:55. The lineup is out. Acuna, Harris, Riley, Olson, Ozuna, Arcia, Darno is back catching. Kelnick hits eighth, and then Guillorme will start again at second base. He is batting ninth. Max Fried is on the mound. In the meantime, speaking of the Braves, If you want to golf and meet legendary Braves, the inaugural Braves Golf Classic coming to the Atlanta Athletic Club, the championship course on May the 6th, it all benefits the Atlanta Braves Foundation, four-person scramble.
This one's free.
Well, not quite. Prizes for the winning teams, gifts for every golfer, breakfast, lunch, and post-round of awards, food and cocktails. To get your foursome or for more information, go to braves.com/golfclassic today.
Imagine, if you will, a trip into the mind of Chris Domino.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
It's time to go beyond the goatee.
Which I guess you could say is brought to you by Finley Roofing, as well as they bring us the hour of 11 o'clock.
Sure, let's do that. Good people. Going to be at my house tomorrow. I trust these people because you know what the man did? He flew a drone and then had pictures and showed me. As I said last night on the pregame show, instead of the last guy who was on my roof and all he did was, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, this is a mess. What's your name again, Chris? We're going to have to put a big tarpaulin on top of your house. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Then he never came back.
And I'm so stupid. I'm like, well, yeah, it kind of makes sense to me. Blah, 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 blah. This guy
that'll
goes,
be $5,000, please, cash.
This guy shows me the pictures. I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, and I'm going to push this over here. I was like, is that it? Like, and he's showing me pictures. I fell in love with the guy. I hugged him. I'm not a hugger.
And that's why you need to go if you have roof troubles, FinleyRoofing.com.
Chris Stoll's his name. I'm not even lying about this. Did you see what Steve Ballmer did last night?
He picked up the concessions for everybody, did he not?
He did.
That's Clippers' final home game?
Yeah, that's their last home game. Then they're moving into that spaceship he's building with all those toilets he's so proud of. Remember?
All those toilets.
He sounds like Matt Foley.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer.
All those toilets are going to flush simultaneously.
Toilets! 1,160 toilets!
Yeah, it's Matt Foley.
Yeah, except he's worth like $48 billion. He's not living in a van down by the
river. Look at all these toilets. They're all going to flush at the same time.
Do you think he has to sign for that at the end? Like all the concessions for the entire night in the building? How does that work?
I mean, I guess he just...
Does he run a black card?
Yeah, he's got a black card. He just swiped the card and that's
it. It's his building, though. I'm not really sure how this all works. I'm not even sure if I believe all this. Maybe he just said, nobody pays tonight.
Everybody gets a free soda. That's it.
Hey, you know what movie they're redoing? They're going to reboot it. They're calling it a reboot instead of a remake. You know what the difference is? They think they can maybe squeeze a couple of movies out of it, so they reboot it.
Yes, like Roadhouse is a reboot. It's not necessarily a remake.
Well, they're going to find out
a little bit. The circumstances are a little bit different.
But they're also going to find out, because it's playing so big on Netflix, that they have Gyllenhaal play the same character. That could be what you end up doing, so it could be a reboot. If you get a second one, it's truly a reboot. They're going to redo The Naked Gun. Pamela Anderson is going to star opposite Liam Neeson.
Now, it makes sense in theory, I guess.
You're taking another serious actor.
Yeah.
You're putting him into that role. You're getting a woman instead of Elvis's ex. You're getting Tommy Lee's ex.
I guess I understand it.
Yeah, I understand the casting.
I'm willing to give this one more of a chance than I am Roadhouse.
You should have watched Roadhouse. I'm just telling you right now.
I cannot, in principle, do it.
All right. What do you think of the nickname The Magician? What do you think of that nickname? If somebody is known as The Magician, they better do something pretty incredible, right?
Like Magic Johnson.
You're not just Magician. You're The Magician. If that's your nickname, you got to do something incredible. Well, what if you've stolen $100 million from the IRS? There's a tax preparer. He just got arrested.
Down the hall.
His nickname was The Magician. He's been arrested in an alleged $100 million scheme.
Down the hall and to the left.
He kept filing fake tax reports, and they kept sending him checks. $100 million. The guy's nickname was The Magician. I don't know what he wrote down on his own thing.
Apparently the trick got exposed.
I want to see his tax return. What did he say his occupation was? Tax preparer? $100 million. It's a great picture. They show him walking down a hallway with the cuffs on.
Down the hall.
I don't know what's going to happen to the guy. Did you see the Masters ratings? And I'm going to say, I know Heath Klein was talking about this.
Down a little bit.
Down a little bit. But you know what the problem is? Scottie Scheffler's got no personality. Or his personality is he's a good guy. You know? And you got to give me good guy, bad guy. I say it all the time. Homer seems like a good guy. Yeah, I got good guys. I need a little bit of not so good guy.
If Bryson DeChambeau was still in contention, maybe the numbers would have been better.
Even Brooks Koepka. Not a bad guy, but you needed something. It's not that they're trying to blame it on Liv, or some people are saying, oh, people are disgruntled. I agree with it. Now, did you see what Arthur Blank said? He was going to save this for the drive. Arthur wants international golf. He says, I don't have all the answers. Did you not read this? Arthur can't. He is saying what I said. Can we get enough American billionaires together to do this idea that we can have golf around the world? The biggest problem has been it's the Saudis. And none of that was white hat black. Not really. It's golf.
Seem to keep turning
it's
left golf. Down the hall.
It's golf. All right. Do you know what this is?
Tyson training?
See what he's doing? He's in the middle of a parking lot, it looks like, and he's got a big fatty who's got those pads on. And I don't know, listen, does it look impressive? Yeah. Does it look more impressive that he's 58? Yeah. I don't know if he could do that four times in a fight. I have no idea. But there is that moment where you go, oh.
And the problem is, you can do it there, but...
I know. Yeah, somebody, that guy's not
going to be moving, or anybody you fight is going to be moving.
Well, he's also going to be trying to punch you.
Right.
Big fatty guy was not trying to punch you.
And then there's that. Yeah. Even Tyson himself said it. Everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
He's the originator. And
he would know.
He would know. Everybody had a plan, and then, you know, they didn't.
And he didn't when he got punched in the face.
No doubt.
A couple of times.
No doubt. Yeah, believe me, that was a full circle moment for him. He said it first, then it happened.
What Holyfield did to him, not the Buster Douglas thing, Tyson was...
Yeah, he was...
He thought he was just going to show
no
up.
No doubt.
What Holyfield did to him was embarrassing.
Well, he got,
and that's why he bit him the second time. He knew he wasn't going to beat him. Why's your hand raised?
Yeah, I was so wrong about that first
fight. Was I. Like everybody was. I was worried for the life of Evander Holyfield.
I wasn't worried for the life of him, although maybe I should have been. I said I'm not sure he's going to be able to count the money he makes in this fight. I was really, I didn't know if he'd be able to count when he was all done. I was wrong. All right, so that's Tyson getting ready. You know what this is?
Sounds like somebody else getting knocked out.
That's a 220-pound man slapping a 260-pound man. Yeah, the 260-pound man goes to the ground. But did you know there's champions in slap fighting? This is Dana White. This is before UFC. There's a heavyweight, and it was the third round. They do call it rounds. They exchanged slaps a couple of times. It was over at that one. Play that one more time. This is 220 hitting 260, but listen to the body fall. That's the body fall. It's over. There are belts and everything in this thing. It's kind of awesome. I think it's barbaric, but it's kind of awesome.
You should see it.
Everybody's, listen, they're all consenting adults.
So what are the rules? You have to stand there.
Oh, yeah. You can't flinch.
Right.
And you can't leave your little area. You have a limited amount of time to slap back, as they say.
Gotcha.
You can be counted out. But you can be knocked out. Now, you can get knocked down and get up.
That is very primitive.
You can get knocked down and get up. You can. You're allowed to get up. It's just that that one was over.
So like a standing...
Yes, there's something about you setting up, and I got to look at you, and you don't really look like you're ready for the next one. So, yeah, but you can't flinch. Do not pull your head
up. I saw women do it, and...
Yeah, I don't like it.
Woman got slapped, and she didn't even react.
No, she smiled.
Yeah, if I'm the other person, I quit.
I know, she smiled. She got hit so hard. She looked like the Joker. Like, all of a sudden, the corners of her mouth went up, and I was like, you're in trouble. That's what I told you, my buddy. Picked a fight with a guy in a bar. I'm standing right there. He picks a fight with the wrong guy. How do I know? Because the guy pulls out four front fake teeth and just casually handed them to his friend.
So he and his buddy have a routine.
They've done this before.
Right.
The guy put his hand out, and before the guy had his teeth out of his mouth, his hand was up.
And
ready
you,
to be
at that
the
point,
holder.
Step in and say, I'm sorry, sir. Let's just go have a beer. This was one big misunderstanding.
That's exactly what I did. You apologize. I told my buddy, you sort of apologize. No, I told my buddy, you apologize. I told the guy, you sort of apologize. And it's over. Let's go have a beer. Watch the man pull out four fake teeth. Boom, right in another guy's hand. All right.
The guy was willing to hold them. Think about that.
He's done it before.
He not only did the guy take his teeth out, the other guy knew what was going to happen. This was, again, a routine.
Yes, this had happened before. I said, here's where the diffusion comes in. Told my buddy, you apologize. I looked at the other guy, but now no four front teeth. I said, you got to apologize a little bit. And then bar etiquette says, all right, everybody was good.
So you were like
get a beer.
Burt Reynolds telling the bald guy who broke the nose of Richard Kiel in the original Longest Yard.
Right.
Tell him you're sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
That guy was ahead of his time, was he not?
Yeah, he was.
Shaved head.
Yeah, that guy was... He was from the future.
From the future, that guy. You don't know what we're talking about. Google the original Longest.
Do you know that I actually submitted paperwork to the Nobel Peace Prize people saying I deserve the Nobel Peace Prize?
It is impressive.
That was Kissinger-like.
Yeah.
It was Kissinger.
You were able to step in.
In a bar in New Jersey.
Yeah, restore order like that.
All right. You got to listen to this one now. Here's the setup. You're at a baseball game. There's a woman who's got a leg right against the cement in front of her, front row. Cement in front of her. She's got a leg up. So this kid is standing there, and he's just waiting for her to bring her leg down so he can cross through and go down to the other end of the row. She doesn't move her leg. Does not move her leg. The kid is standing there for a good 10 seconds. Listen to what happens.
Oh, you kicked me. Oh,
He kicked her?
She kicked him as he went past.
You got to be kidding me.
No, and he stopped, and a couple of people saw it, so he you kicked me. I'm 11. You're 80. Grow up. And then he got applauded. There was another piece of it.
What are you so angry about?
Move
your leg.
She kicks him right in the calf. And he was standing there for 10 seconds just politely waiting for her to lower her leg. And she didn't. And she kicks him. And he said, I don't know if she was 80. That's a great lineup because I think she was like 50.
Age, everybody
I think
older.
She was 50.
Yeah, everybody looks 80.
You're 80.
Everybody's old at that age.
All right. Do you know who Ryan Garcia is? He's a fighter. Doesn't matter. Him and another guy named Haney they're fighting in Brooklyn on April 20th. They went to the Empire State Building as part of the promo. Well, they got into a shoving match, then it was a blank U match, and it was a whole bunch of stuff going on. They're supposed to throw out the first pitch before the Met game. They're both supposed to be there on the field. The Mets catch wind of what happened at the Empire State Building and very quickly say, you get off our field and you get off our field. Garcia, who is managed, he fights under Oscar De La Hoya's group. They're now leaving Citi Field. They're leaving Citi Field right after they've been told, you get the hell out of here.
Gotcha.
Here's what the guy says right to his phone camera.
The Mets just wasted 3 hours of our life to say at the end, we can't throw the pitch for whatever reason. There was no reason.
There was no reason.
And they kicked us out for no reason. So everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets. Don't ever go to a f***ing Mets game again. The Mets.
They really can't get out of their own way, can they? It is amazing.
That's Oscar De La Hoya, by the way, is that second voice. For no reason.
This team is f***ing cursed.
They can't do anything right.
Can you imagine the person? I'm assuming it's a 23-year-old just graduated who sees this. Did you see this video at the Empire State Building? They're already on the field. Get them off the field. Whatever you do, get them off the field. And that guy, obviously they didn't stick around for the game. But he's in the parking lot at Citi Field with Citi Field in the background. And he dropped one more time. Just let everybody know. At some
point,
this is
a slow boil.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's played perfectly. How this guy decides, well, you know, we're going to... I don't think they should have done that. And then he drops the bombs.
So, everybody, I'm personally going to say, the Mets. Don't ever go to a Mets game again. The Mets.
He had to say it twice. He sandwiched the don't ever go to a blank and Mets game by blank the Mets, blank the Mets.
I think a lot of people stand in agreement as well. Braves fans from all over Georgia can participate and win with the Atlanta Braves Foundation's 50-50 raffle. It's all presented by Harris Cherokee Casinos. And for the first time ever, jackpots are going to be open during Braves home and road series games throughout the season. You get a chance to get 50% of the total jackpot. And the remaining 50% goes to the Atlanta Braves Foundation. Enter in person at Truist Park or online. Now, online entrance must be physically located in the state of Georgia at the time of entry. Go to Braves.com/5050 or visit the MLB ballpark app.
That's an easy bet.
The state of Georgia could be if your number comes up right. Coming up, why was the top amateur at the Masters acting so strange? He tries to explain the side eye when we come back. It's Chiellini and Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
And Wallace was fouled, and Wallace did. Oh, Wallace, right at our chest. This has potential to be serious if they don't get between. Wallace upset. Players trying to hold each other off. Now our chest has jumped over the scorer's table and is trying to get down to the bench. Our chest is in the stands. Oh, this is awful. Fans are getting involved. Steven Jackson's in the fans.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Fifty, Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. What is the best sports fight of all time, the X-Platform question of the day. It's all brought to you by Harrah's Cherokee Casinos and Resort. First Horizon Bank and Double Play ATL teaming up to give back. Going to be collecting new and gently used baseball and softball equipment, giving back to local teams and organizations in need. Join 643 with Dylan Short live and bring your new and gently used baseball and softball equipment to Sandy Plains Baseball, Harrison Park, Marietta, this Saturday between 9 and 11. Each person making a donation gets a free car wash, compliments of Tidal Wave Auto Spa. It's all brought to you by First Horizon Bank and Tidal Wave Auto Spa. Another record-setting night for Caitlin Clark. We'll get into that a little past the top of the hour. But Neil Shipley, we were talking about his darting eyes, as was the entire nation, the top amateur at Augusta, and why he was doing it. Did it twice. Now, the first time he did it, it was during a press conference when somebody asked him about Tiger handing him a note. His eyes were darting off to the side. He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. He explained why he was doing it during that instance.
This guy from Yahoo Sports I've never met says that to me, and I look over the moderator like, who the hell is this guy? Like, because that it just didn't happen. I was so confused. That's why I was so shocked.
He says a moderator. I say right behind a moderator was somebody in a green jacket. That one I knew he was looking at a person. Now, the other one, where it sits down at Butler Cabin, when it's him, John Rahm, Scheffler.
The Riddler, Fred Ridley, and Jim Nance.
His
eyes are darting off to the side again. And again, he's on with Pat McAfee, Neil Shipley, saying why he was doing it a second time.
I was so nervous. The last thing I wanted to do was swear on national TV or say something stupid. And I also didn't want to like speak out of turn. So I was trying to look at the teleprompter that's going on so I knew my cues. And so like I finished up all the presentations and we go back to our party house. I've had a few icy lights. And then all of a sudden, my family's like, hey, Neil, have you seen these memes of you? I'm like, what memes? Like, what are you talking about? And then they start just absolutely like roasting me for the next 3 hours about it. It was something else.
Well, all you can do is laugh about it, and good for him. That's exactly what he's doing.
Listen, right, I was creeped out. I don't go to social media a ton. I'm watching this thing live. I was like, he's creeping me out.
He's got to get an icy light NIL deal now, right?
Something has to happen. Yeah, he's back playing golf in college. So, but yeah, he is a meme, and forever. Listen, at a certain point, you didn't kill anybody. Nobody's accusing you of doing anything really heinous. It's just that you had a creepy moment on TV.
So is Ridley reading from the prompter when he's talking? Is Jim Nance reading from the prompter when he's talking there in Butler Cabin? Is that what we are to take out of this? Did you really need a prompter for that?
Yeah, I think he might have meant the live, like a TV, you know, they have the monitor. I don't know if he meant the prompter or not. But again, he doesn't know anything, this kid. He doesn't know anything.
But your first time sitting down, there are a lot of things going on around
yourself. You don't know. Like, do I have a booger?
When you become a professional in television, you can see it out of the corner of your eye. You really don't even need to look at the monitor anymore. Wow. You just kind of sense the camera change. Well, I've done some television over the years. So have you, Chris. And Chris, this segment now belongs to you. Let's buckle up.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty. Family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
I didn't mean to scold you to start the show, but there was a story that you missed. Look, the Arthur Blank Robert Kraft thing is nice. That's one of the two, but it's second. The
get first to that around 12:20.
Okay, the first one, more importantly, is allegedly the confidential leak that came out in college football where we actually got to see who were the 80 haves as opposed to the 53 have-nots.
That is a big story. You're right.
It's huge.
I deserve to be yelled at.
I don't know if it's true. I do know that the company that was involved in it is part of what, how do we find solutions to all this stuff? I'll give you some details, but again, they actually have leaked, and that's the word they're using.
You want to give some of the schools the haves and have-nots? We're going to go on campus at the top of the hour.
Yeah,
you want to tease that?
Yeah, sure. But it is a big story, only because if you want to know which direction football is going, it's now been on paper. Yeah, what is it we say? If you leave a paper trail, you then entitle me to look at your paper trail and determine a few things.
That's a you problem.
Thank you. O.J. Simpson's attorney. He's not really O.J. Simpson's attorney anymore.
O.J.'s innocent.
He kind of is his attorney.
He oversees the estate of O.J. Simpson.
Right, but he's not taking a call at this point from
O.J. No, but he certainly enjoys talking to the media, doesn't he?
He backed off.
Of course he did.
He backed off. That whole idea, they'll get nothing. Good day. Speaking of the Goldmans, He's pulled back on that.
He said the Goldman's attorney started talking blank about OJ and the body wasn't even cold, so that's why he reacted the way he reacted.
Okay. Both of you, I understand where the Goldman's lawyer came from more than I understand where you're coming from. You've already set now a precedent. I'm going to fight to make sure they don't get anything. Uh-oh. Yeah, he did pull back on it. I don't much care. All right, let's play a little sound. Do you remember this clip from an NFL game?
Crosby is so damn angry. Bro,
the thing is, like, he's not really that angry.
I know, right? He keeps calling everybody little ass boy. Hey, little ass boy.
Right.
I'm like, I'm little out here, but not always, you know?
Yeah, that's Gardner Minshew, who is now a teammate of Max Crosby's. Do you know what he wore the first day of the Oakland Raiders meetings?
That?
A Nike shirt that said little ass boy.
Right.
So that's how you're a good teammate. You just embrace it. I love the fact that he's trying to explain to another NFL player, I might be a little ass boy out there compared to some of these guys, but now when I walk around, I'm really not a little ass boy. I'm pretty big. Nobody cares at that point. I find it fascinating that you were aware that this guy kept calling you that every time he touched you or sacked
you. It is funny, though, as a fan, you get caught up in, like, sizes of the players. Mm-hmm. Like, years ago when Dennis Johnson was playing Danny Ainge, that little so-and-so, Danny Ainge is 6'5", 6'6". Yeah. So, yeah, walking around, yeah, he is massive, but in comparison, he's really not.
But that's how you prove you're a good teammate. You just say, okay, not only am I embracing this,
right,
but I'm going to let you know that you might have been right. Maybe compared to you, I'm a little ass boy. All right, this is a very short clip, but this is Charles Barkley. We didn't talk about the Warriors. They lose. It's over in a lot of ways.
Klay Thompson is a free agent. Went 0 for 10 last night.
So here's Charles Barkley talking about just that.
But he ain't going to get no better. Older people don't get... Sports ain't for old people. They're for young people. That's no disrespect. Klay's a Hall of Famer.
Sports ain't for old people.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. He's not.
He had a great run. He is a Hall of Famer.
Sure is.
One of the great two-way players.
No doubt. And now, look, do I believe he can play if he wants to? Does he want to hang on? Does he want to come off a bench? Does he want to just be Trent Tucker? You get three shots. If you hit two of them, you get to stay on the floor. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Want to be like Robert Parrish? Just keep playing? As long as you can. Yeah, maybe get one additional ring on the way. You got that one extra ring with the Bulls.
As long as you're understanding and the conversation has been had, what you are and what you're not. Because some guys don't want to give up who they were. We'll see. But it could be done for the Warriors. Here's the thing, though. They're worth $8.2 billion. They built a fancy building. They charge a ton for tickets. That means ownership is going to spend. I don't know who they're going to get, but they're going to spend. There is no way they're going to let Steph Curry stand there when they charge about $9,000 for every ticket in that building, where people are going to go, well, this isn't worth it anymore. They will spend and buy. We'll see. All right, last one. This is a real thing, and I'm shocked that it just came out. When LeBron James was a free agent in 2010, the New York Knicks wanted him. So what did the Knicks do? They put together what is estimated to be a 10-minute video, and it's got all these famous New Yorkers. Come on, LeBron. So they decided to play act, but who did they get to play act? This is so incredibly poor and bad. And again, I know a guy like Dolan. He thinks he hit a grand slam with this. This'll get him. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'll take it down.
Tony, I'm so glad we moved to New York. Life is so much better now.
Yeah.
Now we just gotta find a place for your friend LeBron to live. What's he like?
Well, he's a modern guy, but he respects tradition.
Well, here's something classy on the east side.
Was it big enough? It's going to be entertaining a lot of people in New York.
It's very expensive.
Oh, that's not going to be a problem. You got to find something magnificent. Something there's nothing in the world like it. One of a kind, like he is.
Well, here's a place. It says it gets really loud there. Take a look.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's it. That's going to be perfect for him.
How much did they have to
pay? Yeah, I was going to say, Edie Falco and Andrew, they had to collect a pretty penny to do that, right?
No doubt. They thought we're going to get them. We're going to get the Sopranos. They had other people in there, too. It doesn't matter. 10 minutes of this. Not of them, of other people, then going around New York talking about getting LeBron.
I know Springsteen's a Jersey guy. Was he a part of it at all?
I don't think he was.
You don't come back and wear 23.
What's that?
Play the Big Apple.
What's up, boss?
Take a bite out of the Big Apple.
Born in the USA in June. It's a 40-year anniversary of Born in the USA. Huh? How? How's this possible?
I don't know. It's a lot of things that it's the anniversary of that you just go, well, that's not possible. I just want, how much do you think they got paid? By the way, they show The Sopranos the gun, and it says 2 years later. So now this is why they're talking, because they obviously survived the diner.
Right.
And now they live in New York, and life is so much easier.
Meantime, Carmelo, a lot of people thought I was dead.
By the way, he's reading the New York Post.
Yeah,
he's got his face behind the post in the beginning.
This is what happens when you have yes men.
Too much money.
All around you. That's because you have too much money, nobody's going to tell you no. Everybody's going to pat you on the back to your face if you're James Dolan and say, that's a great idea.
How are you if you're LeBron? And I'm telling you, they showed him this.
That was cringe.
They showed him this.
As the kids would say.
How do you... I'm leaving. Like, before that part is even done, I was like, oh, really? We're going to do this? How long is this? 10 minutes? Yeah, I'm just going to go now. I'm not signing with you. I'm not signing with you.
Thank you.
I got a place that's big and it's loud.
We'll be going now. Introducing the 680 The Fangirl. She would never do something like that. She's our brand new social media sports content director.
Is this AI, by the way?
It's all tailored to the ladies. I'm not really sure. You'll have to see it for yourself. A little less X's and O's and more lifestyle-driven sports content. 680 The Fangirl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fangirl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Who are the 80 teams? Who are the haves and the have-nots? The list was leaked. Should this happen in college football, we'll give you some of those teams when we come back as we go on campus. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
So, Robert, I want to thank you for your time. I just don't think you're the right person for this position.
I don't understand. Was it something I said?
Well, we did a background check on you and found some things of concern.
If you're in charge of hiring for your company, you know how helpful a background screening can be. That's why companies that use Horizon Background Screening make smarter hiring decisions. Don't let the wrong hire put your company at risk. Get the real story on your candidates at horizonscreening.com. Horizonscreening.com.